It is 92 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. CoreCivic's profits from ICE contracts have risen 50% year over year. The Brentwood-based company runs for-profit prisons. Under the Trump administration, the firm is converting its idle facilities into immigration detention centers. On a recent earnings call, CEO Patrick Swindle says ICE activity dipped earlier this year because of DHS leadership changes, funding uncertainty, and the use of ICE agents to replace TSA during the government shutdown. But Swindle says that's changing.
There has been an increase in enforcement activity the last couple of months that we've seen reflected in increases in detention populations in our facilities and in the national statistics.
CoreCivic sold some of its facilities to the federal government to the tune of $2.2 billion while still operating them as detention centers for ICE. Swindle says the company is in talks to sell more if the number of people detained by ICE increases as projected. This week, the Tennessee Supreme Court will consider whether the state is violating Krista Pike's Eighth Amendment rights and subjecting her to a cruel and unusually painful death. Pike is scheduled for execution by lethal injection next month. Several days of hearings began today in Knoxville, where the murder occurred. The court appointed a special investigator to look into a long list of constitutional concerns. Many revolve around her PTSD from an extensive history of sexual trauma, but others focus on the harm that needles and lethal drugs could cause because of her health issues, exposing her to unnecessary pain. Her attorneys pitched hanging as an alternative in filings. On Tuesday, the warden over the River Bend Maximum Security Institution, which carries out executions, testified that's not possible. Tennessee law allows only lethal injection and electrocution. A new pedestrian bridge to connect Nashville's East Bank development with downtown has been eagerly anticipated for years. Permit documents show construction could begin as early as this month. The Tennessean reports an official start date hasn't been announced, but once it begins, construction is expected to last 2 years. Residents and business owners say the increased connectivity would be a game changer. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.